Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Yeah, I was wondering, I have a charge on my account that I have no idea what it's for.
All righty, may I start out by getting your zip code to see if I can locate that account, please?
Yeah, it's 32092.
I do thank you for that. And what's your first and last name, please?
Andres Sork, A-N-D-R-E-S. Last name is S as in Sam, O-R-K.
I do thank you for that. And for security purposes, could you please verify that address?
113 Casa Sevilla Avenue, St. Augustine, Florida, 32092.
I do thank you for that. Give me 1 second while I open up this account.
Great, thank you.
I do apologize for that. My system is moving a little slow this morning.
Okay, no problem.
Alrighty. I was able to locate an account for you, and I do see back on July the 20th that you did pay $5.74, where you entered a sweepstakes to have a chance to win a KitchenAid mixer. That $5.74 was actually the deposit that if you are the actual winner of that, then your shipping and handling would already be paid for up front, and that's how you would receive your item. Excuse me, and that $56.95 that you were being billed, it enrolled you into having a chance to win that KitchenAid mixer. So paying $56.95 gives you actual 10 entries to stay entered into the sweepstakes to have a chance to be the winner of that KitchenAid mixer.
Okay, well, I'm not sure who did this. This is my husband's name.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really sure where this is coming from. Like, he didn't enter a sweepstakes for sure.
Yeah, it was actually done on July the 20th.
Okay.
I'm more than happy to go ahead and get you counsel out of this if you'd like.
Yeah, I would like counsel out of it.
All righty.
Yeah, June 20th, we were on vacation anyway, weren't we?
July the 20th.
Yeah, July. I don't know why I said June.
The 17th, okay.
Oh, yeah, I don't know where, if you could just cancel it, I would really appreciate
ma'am.
It. This the second one today, that I had some other charge for some Evo trainer thing. I don't know, which wasn't you guys, but I don't know where these are coming from.
They probably advertisements. They can come to your phone as an email or anything. It's an advertisement because we do assist online merchants and vendors.
Okay, well, I don't know how it got on there, but I definitely know that my husband would not enter a sweepstakes knowingly, nor for a KitchenAid either. We already have a KitchenAid.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I've successfully gone ahead and gotten that counsel to you. That cancellation does take effect immediately, and I will void out that charge of $56.95 to go back to your account. It will take anywhere from 3 to 5 business days for that to refund back to your account, okay? And I do have the cancellation number for you. If you'd like to take that down, please let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, one moment. I just got to grab a pencil.
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
That would be C as in Charlie, and that's 261-114-347.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Oh, no, that you should just take the $56.94 off and the other $5 off?
It just took the $56.95 that I was able to refund back to your account.
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. Please have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.